It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, and basically, we have fun with food and everything you can do with it. We have four wonderful sponsors for our show, and I hope that you use them. They treat the show very fine, and so proud of them. We're in mid-November, so it's getting both cold out and we're coming into the holiday season. The first holiday, of course, is Thanksgiving. However, we're combining items in November with French cooking month, so boy, do I have a show for you. First, we're going to go through an incredible recipe for my favorite French mushroom soup. You got to have that. Then we're going to look at the French dip sandwich and its hidden secrets. It's November. So I'm going to give you a way to cook a turkey, and we call it a French style. I'm making this name up, but once you hear the ingredients, you'll understand why I call it that. And I've done it a few times. Then we'll go through a few side dishes for you on Thanksgiving, or I will tell you where you can acquire them. That's important. Then we'll make a smoothie together from local ingredients. And if we have time, we'll discuss where to go for breakfast, brunch, or a football game together tomorrow morning on Sunday. After all, we're in Fairbanks, and it's a Saturday night, 5:30, and here we go. I've always loved mushroom soup. I've made a few of them, but I'm going to give you one of my favorites. It's a French mushroom soup. We add a little bit of cream to it, a little bit of egg yolk, cook it all together, but it's a process. It's a two-step cooking process, actually. So for the ingredients, what you're going to need is a half cup of minced onion, or you can use shallot. I always use shallot, but you can go onion. A half cup of unsalted butter divided. So what you're going to do is you're going to have 1.5 cubes, and it's a baking salt. It's not a cooking salt. Unsalted is a baking salt. 6 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. 12 cups of homemade chicken stock or low-sodium canned chicken broth, depending on what you want to do, how much time you have. Then you're going to need 3 to 5 sprigs of flat-leaf parsley leaves. Plus, you're going to dice up some more for the garnish. You're going to need 1 small bay leaf. You're going to need a pinch of dried thyme. You're going to go to Costco, and in their refrigerator section there with their vegetables, they have these little containers, and get the 2.5-pound container of mushrooms there. I always go the brown mushrooms for this. It's a nice cremini. Then you're going to need some coarse salt. You're going to need juice from half a lemon, 4 large egg yolks, and 1 cup of heavy cream. So what we're going to do is we're going to dice up the onion or the shallot and 4 tablespoons of butter in a large stock pot over medium heat. And you're going to cook these things 5 to 7 minutes until soft and translucent. Then we're going to stir in the flour and cook over medium heat, actually low heat, another 4 minutes without browning. We're adding texture. We're not browning. Then we're going to add the stock. We're going to completely blend it with the flour and the shallots. And then we're going to add the parsley, we're going to chop it up, we're going to add the bay leaf and the thyme, and we're going to simmer for about 20 minutes. We're going to let this come to a nice, fragrant, wonderful stock. Then, at the same time, in a large skillet, with the remaining 4 tablespoons of butter, we're going to cook it over medium heat. We are going to thin slice the cremini mushrooms, add a little of the coarse salt on it, and we're going to cook it until softened. We're going to cook it down. We're going to wilt it up, and that's about 8 to 12 minutes. And you'll know when it's ready to go. Then we're going to season again with salt and the lemon juice. And we're going to cook these mushrooms until they're a deep golden brown again. Another 4 to 5 minutes. So total cooking time on the mushrooms is 12 to 15 minutes. We're going to take the stock, and we're going to strain it into a second pot. And what I like doing is like putting this into a large cast iron cooking pot. We reheat the stock in the large cast iron mixed cooking stock pot to a simmer. Then we whisk in the 4 egg yolks and cream until blended. Then while whisking, we slowly add the hot soup mixture back into the stock pot. And we're combining it. We're bringing it to a slow simmer. Then we put in our wonderful sauteed mushrooms. And we just keep that simmering for about 5 minutes. We let it all blend together. Then we are ready to serve it into individual serving cups. And we're going to dice up some more of our flat-leaf parsley garnish on top. And you're going to have enough for about 10 to 12 cups here for serving. It serves so well. It's so nice and rich with the cream and the egg yolk. And that's the key to this, putting in the cream and the egg yolk and knowing how to do it. Then, you know, I always make enough for wonderful leftovers. And you're going to have, if you have served four people, you're going to have enough for a couple days. And that's what you want to do with this. It's so wonderful. And you're going to enjoy this wonderful French mushroom soup. Well, hey, since we cooked a French mushroom soup, let's look at the French dip sandwich. Now, the French dip sandwich is also known as a beef dip, and it's a hot sandwich consisting of thinly sliced roast beefs, or sometimes other meats, on a French roll or baguette. It is usually served plain, but variations is to top it with Swiss cheese, onions, sauteed onions, dipping it in a container of beef broth produced from the cooking process, the au jus. Beef stock or light beef gravy or beef consomme is sometimes substituted. The sandwich is an American invention. That's right. Even though it's named the French dip, it's a American-made sandwich because it's served on a French baguette traditionally. We can change that around. Although the sandwich is most commonly served with a cup of au jus or broth on a side plate into which the sandwich is dipped or is eaten, this is not how the sandwich was served when it was invented. Two Los Angeles restaurants have claimed to be the birthplace of the French dip sandwich: Cole's Pacific Electric Buffet and Felipe the Original. Felipe's website describes the dish as the specialty of the house and the words, quote, home of the original French dip sandwich, unquote, are present on the restaurant's logo. At Felipe's, the roll is dipped in the hot juices before the sandwich is assembled and served wet, while at Cole's it is served with a side of beef juices. The sandwich can be also requested double dip, which means we're dipping both sides, both the top and the bottom, before serving. Both restaurants feature their own brand of spicy mustard, and it's traditionally used by patrons to complement the sandwich. So there's two places that say they did it, they invented it, but it's a wonderful sandwich. Now, if you're going to do this yourself, here's a way to do it. Here's the tips before you start. And this is a slow cooker French dip sandwich. So we're going to use a large Dutch oven, and we're going to brown the heck of the beef on both sides, and we're going to season it aggressively with salt and pepper. Then we're going to use a beer. We're going to use butter rolls before we're going to butter our rolls before toasting. This way they taste amazingly. We're going to dip the meat slices in the slow cooker liquid before adding the sandwich if you don't want to dip the sandwiches. We're going to let the meat cool for about 10 minutes before slicing. This helps it stay together longer and more. There are more recipes for beef consomme or onion soup mix. These are totally fine. You can swap out a consomme for half broth and half onion soup instead, and that's what I like to do. And make sure you're using chuck roast for this recipe. Using cuts that are leaner will result in a tougher meat. So what we're going to do for get our slow cooker out, we're going to look at something that takes about 6 hours, servings of 12. Our prep time's, 15, 20 minutes. We're going to take a look at this and enjoy it and go through it correctly. So this is what you're going to need. And again, you can go back to this show and listen to it at kfarradio.com, audio archives, and this will be under the Fairbanks Foodies, and this will be under French Food November and Thanksgiving. Look under that. So you're going to need a 4 to 5 pound chuck roast, 2 to 4 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of coarse black ground pepper, 1 cup of beef broth, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 can of, I like dark beer. You know, you can use a good Alaskan ale, something like that. 1 yellow onion diced. Go get 6 hoagie rolls. It's supposed to be on a French baguette, but I love to use a sourdough roll. You'll need some butter, 12 slices of provolone cheese. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a large Dutch oven, and if you have aluminum, insert in our slow cooker and add the canola oil and put it on high heat. Add the kosher salt and pepper to your chuck roast. Brown both sides aggressively. We want to get some texture there. Don't move the beef before flipping. That way we get a crust on here. In the slow cooker, then we add the meat. Add the juices from the pan and the beef broth and the Worcestershire sauce and the beer and the onions all in here. Just put it all in. So there's 2 pots that we're cooking in, and we're putting it in our slow cooker. We're going to cook this on low for 6 hours. We're going to remove the meat. Let it rest. Remember, we let it rest for 10 to 15 minutes. Then we're going to thinly slice. And that's the key to the French dip. Very thinly sliced beef, chuck roast. And then what you want to do is you're going to want to get a long, large, sharp carving knife. Always sharpen it before you use it on something like this. And you're going to very thin slice it. So then also at this time, thin slice it, and you're going to butter your hoagie rolls, and you're going to toast them. Put them in the broiler. And then if you can, also take your onions when you assemble it. Take your bread, put your meat on it, get your onion that's thin sliced, put it on top of the meat, put the provolone or Swiss cheese, whichever you want to use, on top of the onion. Put it under the broiler. You want it about 4 inches off the broiler, and broil it for about 1.5 minutes. Pull it out, and you've got that. Then let it rest, and you have a small bowl, a cup of liquid from your slow cooker, and that's what you dip the sandwich in. And what you can do is you can dip it before for your guests, or double dip it on each side, or you can take it and pour it into small little cups, your beef sauce, and they can dip it in that. And that is how you serve a wonderful French dip sandwich. But say you don't have the time to do this. Say you want the best French dip sandwich in town. Thursday, go over to Garden Island on Illinois Street at the intersection of Illinois and Phillipsfield Road. Every Thursday between 11 and 1 o'clock is when you have to be there to get it, because they start running out of it by 1 o'clock. And they also give you the French dip sandwich and the side of au jus sauce for you. It's a great sandwich there, easy to get, affordable. If you got to have one of these, it's one of the best. So Fairbanks, with that, we are going to take a commercial break from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail. and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's here with you on a nice Saturday evening, 5:30, tomorrow Sunday. But we're coming up on Thanksgiving. So the second half of this show is about that turkey, that meal, things you can do. Now, I'm going to give you the recipe of a nice Thanksgiving turkey that you're going to enjoy. The question is to brine or not to brine. I like to brine. So what I do is I get that very large stock pot. You're going to get a 14-ounce turkey. You're going to remove the giblets, the neck, and all that fun stuff out of it. You're going to let it thaw. And remember, it takes, 2 to 3 days for it to thaw. So if you're going to cook this on a Thursday, you want to start this process next weekend, which is thawing it out, and then we're going to put it into a marinade or a brine. So what I do is I get my brine, I make it up, one half of my large stock pot that'll fit the turkey. I'm going to brine this in, fill it up halfway with water. Then I put in 1 cup of cognac. That's why we're giving this a French name, along with some other cooking styles later in this recipe. We're going to put in 1 cup of a nice maple syrup. And then we're going to put in 3 tablespoons of pickling spices. We're going to mix it all together. And we're going to stick our turkey in there. And we're going to brine it for 2 to 3 days. I have a nice basement that has a cold concrete floor. If you have an unheated or a very small heated garage, something that's 35 to say 50 degrees, it's a perfect location to put this for about 3 days. You're brining it. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take it out, we're going to wash it off, and we're going to wipe it down. You want to get this very well wiped. So you've bought your turkey, Safeway, Fred Meyer's, wherever it's at. You want to get this as dry as possible. Now, these are the ingredients that you're going to need. You're going to need 1.5 sticks of butter, and we're going to soften it. So we're going to pull it out. You're going to need a teaspoon or so of nice dried rosemary, a teaspoon of nice dried rub sage, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme leaves, a tablespoon of salt, juice from 1 lemon. We're going to stuff it. We're going to stuff it with 2 roughly chopped carrots. When you're at Fred Meyer's, if you go to their section there where they have their herbs and the packages, get a package of fresh herbs like rosemary, thyme, marjoram, all mixed together. We're going to need a bottle of champagne. And it doesn't have to be a good champagne. That champagne that someone gave you last Christmas that you really didn't want, this is when you use it. Then 2 cups of chicken broth. So what are you going to do? We've had the turkey. It's been marinating for 3 days. We're going to preheat our oven to 350 degrees. We've had it all. We've cleaned out the cavity. It's all ready to go. In a small mixing bowl, we're going to mix 1 stick of the butter, garlic, parsley, rosemary, sage, thyme, salt, and the lemon juice. We're going to bind it all together. We're going to smear this butter all over the turkey and even under the breast skin. That's why you want to make this as dry as possible, because if it's wet, the butter won't stick. So you're going to use a towel or two to get this as dry as possible. Place the turkey breast side up in your V-rack of your roasting pan. Fill the turkey with your chopped carrots, your chopped apples, your fresh herbs. Then you're going to tie the turkey legs together. Then what we're going to do is we're going to melt the other 4 tablespoons or half stick, stick and a half of butter together in a bowl. And we're going to pour the champagne and the chicken stock over the turkey and into the cavity. That's going to go into our roasting pan too. We're going to roast the turkey until it's golden brown at three and a half hours, basting it every hour with a turkey baster. And we've covered our turkey with our butter and our lime, both under the skin and on the legs and the breasts. And your back side is down, your breast side is up. We're going to cook this until the deepest part of the breast and legs register 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Insta-read thermometer, a regular thermometer, that's what we want to do. We remove the turkey from the oven, cover with foil, and let rest for at least 30 minutes. Reserve the pan juices to make your gravy. Add the drippings into the gravy, little at a time. As the champagne is reduced, it evaporates because you're steaming the turkey and baking the turkey. The turkey is steamed by the champagne. It adds a taste to it, but if you use this consomme, so to speak, in a gravy, it's going to have a tang to it, and it's a really good tang. I recommend everyone try this once, everyone do this once. Let it rest for a half hour at least, again, covered in aluminum. Then you slice it. You cut off the legs, you cut off the breasts, you cut out the breasts, then you vertically slice your breasts, and boy, you have a great, great turkey ready for Thanksgiving. Now, say you want to have sides, but you don't want to cook a side. Give the Breadline a call. They, over there at Stone Soup, they have sides and pies ready to go. Now, here's the secret about it. You have to order it by November 18th, and you're picking it up November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, between 10 a.m. And 6 p.m. You can get a 9-inch pumpkin pie or a 9-inch pecan pie with sweet and nutty, and those are both $19.99. Ah, you want that 16 ounces of fresh, homemade, bright, tangy, and bold cranberry sauce? You can get it there. You want the green bean casserole? If that's what you're into, they have the best one in town. Or what I always get from them, the 1 pound of sausage apple stuffing. Oh, man. There you go. I love stuffing. You cannot have Thanksgiving without the stuffing. Or you want the 1 pound of sweet potato casserole, rich and buttery with a marshmallow topping. You want 16 ounces of turkey gravy to go with this. There you go. And here's another favorite of mine. The 1 pound Brussels sprout salad. It's roasted shaved Brussels sprouts with green apples, pecans, dried cranberries, gorgonzola, served with a honey balsamic vinaigrette. If you want to bring down the house and not do the work and serve a great Thanksgiving meal, here is your recipe for the turkey. Call up Stone Soup, the Breadline over there. They're on Gaffney Road. Let them do the work for you. You got to order it by November 18th. And again, you're picking it up the day before. They're at 507 Gaffney Road. But say you want to make something for your friends. You want to impress everyone. Well, here's one of my favorite. We're going back to France. And it's garlic butter mushrooms. And again, go to Costco. Go to the refrigerated area back there where their vegetables are and pick up one of their containers, 2, 2.5 pounds of their cremini mushrooms. And so this is what you're going to need. You're going to need the cremini mushrooms. You're going to need a quarter cup of unsalted butter, again, melted. And again, that is your baking style butter. And the reason why you're getting the unsalted butter is because we're adding our own salt to it later. So anyway, we're going to mince up 4 cloves of garlic. We're going to have a tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon. Lemon juice, rather. We're going to get a teaspoon of dried thyme, half teaspoon of dried rosemary, kosher salt to taste, and then our cremini mushrooms. And then what we're going to do is we're going to preheat the oven to 375 in a light oil or baking sheet. Just, you know, get your garlic oil on there, cover it so it's nonstick. And then in a bowl, we're going to whisk together our butter, our garlic, our lemon juice, our thyme, our rosemary, our salt and our pepper. We're going to place the mushrooms on our plate, on our roasting pan. And we're not even going to chop them up. We're just going to lay them on there. And then we're going to pour our melted butter, herb covering all over it. We're going to cook it in the oven at 350 degrees for 25 minutes. We're going to pull it out. Then if you have any flat leaf parsley, you're going to dice it up and put it on top to make it look wonderful, presentable. And here, easy French style baked mushrooms without even being chopped up. Oh, just wonderful. So when you're done with all that and say you're waking up on Sunday morning before you go watch your football game, and you're doing all this, you ever want to make a smoothie, a handmade, really good smoothie? Here's one of my favorites. This is what you're going to need. You're going to need strawberries, halved or quartered. You're going to need a banana, and it's going to be frozen. Greek yogurt and milk. So get your blender out. Get 2 cups of fresh strawberries, and you're going to half them up. You're going to have a full banana. And what you're going to do is it's going to be quartered and frozen. Pull it, you know, put this in the freezer about a half hour to an hour before you make your smoothie. Then you quarter it up. Put the fresh strawberries and the banana in the blender. Then put in a half cup of Greek yogurt and a half cup of milk. And you blend it. And when you blend it, you're not using a frozen, you know, strawberry. The frozen banana gives it that chill. You don't have to have any sugar. You don't have to have any frozen yogurt, strawberries. The frozen banana does that. You're going to blend it up for about 2.5 minutes, and it's going to come out thick and luxurious because it has that wonderful strawberry, banana, milk, and yogurt cream-style essence, and it's fantastic. So, hey, tomorrow, Sunday, go watch a football game. Pike's Landing, they have a nice sports lounge out there. The Chena Pump House, they're having brunch again. Go enjoy that. Go spoil yourself. Or another brunch is out at the greens at the golf course on Farmers Loop. Go do it. Go enjoy your Sunday. And remember, you can replay this show at KFERradio.com. Go to Audio Archives, pull up Fairbanks Foodies, listen to the show. You have a great weekend. And remember, start preparing for Thanksgiving this weekend. I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.